though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but rather emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave. And being found in human likeness, he became obedient to death, even death on a cross. So wrote St. Paul to the church of the Philippians. You know, most great theatrical dramas and especially operas, you know, generally begin with a crowd scene. First thing on stage is a great crowd kind of milling around, and then from that crowd is introduced usually the hero or the heroine. That's the way the Passion story begins, this drama of the Passion and Resurrection of Jesus. There was a crowd already there. They were there to celebrate the Jewish feast of Passover in Jerusalem. And Jesus enters, riding the donkey, and is surrounded by a crowd of his disciples. And they are shouting, praising God for all the mighty deeds they had seen. What if you were a resident of Jesus at that time, 2,000 years ago, and maybe you'd never been anywhere but Jerusalem? You know, you hadn't traveled out into Judea, much less up north to Galilee, where Jesus was from, and you didn't know what was going on. You didn't know, hadn't heard about him. You didn't know what. You were just there, and you see this man come riding in on the donkey, and he's surrounded by this crowd, all of them making a lot of noise and singing and praising God. Would you have enough, if you were this resident of Jerusalem that wondered what's going on here, would you have enough curiosity at least to follow them? Would you be able, do you suppose, to enter into their emotions, the height of their joy and the depths of their sadness and fear? Or would you just be a bystander, just an onlooker? Would you have enough of whatever it takes to enter, try to enter in and figure out what's going on? What would you make of this man when you see the Roman soldiers abusing him and beating him, and the religious leaders sneering and making fun of him, shaming him? What would you make of that? Or would you just be a bystander in the crowd and get caught up in the hollering of crucify him, just crucify him? Would you be a witness or just a bystander? You know, you came to church today and got in a crowd out there in the entrance way as we are about to enter into this great drama of Holy Week. Are you going to be a disciple or just a bystander, just a spectator? When you hear about Jesus' self-emptying sacrifice, what are you going to make of that? Just let it pass over your head, or take it to heart? You know, this time of Holy Week It's the most powerful way our church has of drawing us into the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. Are you going through this week as a devoted disciple and witness to his death and resurrection? Or just an onlooker, a bystander? Will we have the courage this week, as Peter failed to have, we have the courage to say, I am that man's disciple.